Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm delighted to have Dr. Naveen Rao back in the studio, Vice President and General Manager of the Artificial Intelligence Products Group. Welcome, Naveen. How's it going?
Good. Good morning. Happy to be here.
So, Naveen, you've been on the program a couple of times and obviously are leading our cross-company efforts in artificial intelligence. Today is a big milestone in that. Why don't you just give a background on Intel's focus in artificial intelligence and the importance of new product innovation to address this important market?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because there are a few efforts that really touch basically all of Intel's products or potential products. So I think the importance of artificial intelligence is huge to a company like Intel, especially being a technology provider. In terms of our efforts, you know, the last 6 months have been very interesting trying to get AIPG up and running, define the right forums for coordination, and actually define a winning product line. The importance here of innovation is really about leading the industry and capturing this market, which I would argue has been Intel's market from the start, and something we need to make sure that we're investing in to continue that innovation and leadership and still continue to be the supplier of computation around the world.
Now, deep learning has been an area of acute focus within the industry, and this is an area of very focused development at Intel. Tell me a little bit about that.
Deep learning is really neural networks 3.0. They've been around for a long time. A lot of the techniques have actually existed since the 80s, really. But what's happened recently in the industry has been a confluence of three major factors. One has been the compute power. So Moore's Law has really powered devices to a point where the way we execute neural networks on a piece of silicon is fast enough such that we can actually make them converge. That means come to a threshold of learning. They can converge now in a reasonable amount of time. When I mean reasonable, I mean, you know, a couple of months or weeks. Previously, like 15 years ago, it may have taken a year. And so if it takes a year to run one neural network, it's not going to happen. The second piece of it is the amount of data we have. Neural networks really shine when you have lots of data. They can really learn the long tails of those distributions, the exceptions to the rules, right? In real data, it doesn't really look like nice, neat rules, right? There are rules that define most of the data, and then there are exceptions that define the rest. And neural networks have the capacity to actually represent all of those exceptions. And the third thing is really the demand for solutions that learn and get better with time. We want our phones to understand us better than they do our neighbor, for instance, right? I already want that, but it doesn't do it yet. So it's the mind shift in the consumer, actually, that we want devices and experiences that are customized to us.
Now, today is a very auspicious day for Intel within the space of deep learning with a new introduction. Can you tell me about that?
Well, so we are going to be announcing the first neural network processor. We call it the NNP. This was codenamed Lakecrest before. It was the chip that we were developing at Nervana prior to the acquisition. The silicon does exist today, and we're working on getting that to a point where we can start engaging with our customers. And it's extremely exciting for me. I mean, this is 3.5 years in the making, a good part of my career. So to see this coming to fruition is extremely exciting. I feel like a little kid on Christmas or something when we're going to see those boards up in the lab. It's super exciting. But I think this also is exciting from a industry standpoint in that this is the first chip dedicated toward neural network processing, first product out there. And so I think we're going to look back in 10 years and really see this is a pivotal point in history of computation that processors changed to focus on neural networks. And it's going to be written in the annals that this is one of the first architectures out there. It's going to be in textbooks.
Well, first of all, congratulations. I can't imagine how that feels to get this first processor out the door. I know it's been an incredible focus for you and your team for a long time. What I'd like to do now is go under the hood a little bit and talk about the NNP and what it brings to the table.
Okay.
Tell me a little bit about the architecture and why it's specifically suited for these AI workloads.
Yeah, there's a number of different things we can do when we focus on AI workloads. For instance, in a neural network, we can actually unroll the computations significantly. What I mean by that is we know where data is coming from. We know what operations to do on it. We know where data is going to. This is vastly different than what a CPU has to deal with when we're running a spreadsheet or a word processor where we don't know those things. So we have generalized cache architectures in a CPU or a GPU that have to deal with that uncertainty. In a neural network processor, we actually manage all of the on-chip memory with software. So the software can basically spell out exactly what memory is going to be allocated to which set of operations. Very different memory subsystem. Next, we can do computations, the actual arithmetic, in lower precision math. What I mean by that is, instead of a standard 64-bit floating point number or a 32-bit floating point number, we actually can do operations in a form of integer math that we invented called flex points. The reason where we can get away with that is that neural networks are very tolerant to noise. In fact, noise can even help them converge sometimes. This is not something that we want to do in scientific computing, for instance, where you're really trying to compute high precision for a physics model. This is a vastly different kind of thing where you're really trying to find a statistical data inference, which is inherently noisy. So by using lower precision numbers, we can actually put more parallelism on a die. And this is one of the secrets that we have here. And then also the ability to communicate between chips in a very low latency, high bandwidth fashion is extremely important. You know, neural networks are inherently parallelizable because there are lots of independent entities kind of talking to each other. And making sure they can talk to each other fast enough is an important consideration that, frankly, none of today's hardware platforms actually allow properly. So all the types of parallelism we have across different chips, either in a CPU or in a GPU, are somewhat impoverished, right? We have to use very clever techniques from the algorithmic standpoint to actually get these things to converge. With the introduction of the NNP, it's going to change the way we do parallelization of neural networks.
Well, the way that you describe that certainly sounds like a brain ravine in terms of the way it's making
decisions. That's the idea.
Now, can you tell me how this fits in to Intel's larger AI portfolio with Xeon, Xeon Phi, FPGA, Mobileye, Saffron, Avidius, et cetera?
Yeah, absolutely. So Intel is uniquely positioned from a portfolio standpoint to actually service what the customer needs. We're not a one-size-fits-all shop. We can say, well, okay, if your needs are low-power edge inference, Avidius is your solution. We have leadership there. If you need fully fungible compute where you don't really know what the distribution of your workloads is in a data center, Xeon is a great platform. In fact, many customers already have Xeon, so we look at that as, you know, the start of their AI journey. A lot of customers don't even know how AI is going to add to their bottom line or how it's going to add to their organization. So instead of investing up front in a bespoke infrastructure for AI, they can start on Xeon, and we're enabling them today with our software portfolio. And then, you know, if they really do need more performance, we have those solutions like Crest or the Crest family. Or if they need programmable logic and low latency, the FPGA is really their solution of choice. So we enable them to shift easily across these different platforms with our software, but we leave it up to the customer to figure out exactly what suits their needs the best.
Now, you mentioned delivering the NMP to select customers. Can you share any of those customers that you might be targeting for those initial implementations?
Yeah, one of them is a real household name. It's Facebook. And it's very exciting because I think this has the potential to impact lots of people's lives on a daily basis. I think that's what any engineer really wants. And so we're very excited to be working directly with Facebook and providing the next generation of capabilities on their social media platform.
Well, Naveen, it's been a tremendous ride to see the AIPG team reach this moment. I can't wait to hear more about what you guys learn as you start deploying the NMP with customers and start ramping the deployments of neural network processing. Very exciting time. If folks want to find out more about this and talk to Intel about it, where would you send them for more information?
They can go to intelnirvana.com. You get an idea of all the software offerings we have there, and we'll start updating it more and more as we release details to the public on our NNP.
Well, thanks so much for the time today. It's been a delight.
Absolutely. Look forward to sharing more news in the future.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.